equal. Subject's gaze fixed, intensity reduced, though slight eye movement remains detectable in response to stimuli. Voluntary motor control lost entirely. Subject conscious status unclear, possibly aware but unable to demonstrate responsiveness. Theta wave oscillation elevated dramatically, suggesting intense cognitive activity or distress despite outward calmness. Thought and no thought. 8:23 p.m. Breathing severely diminished, 4 breaths per minute. Irregular. Heart rate 38 beats per minute. Pupil response now non-reactive, fixed mid-dilation. Cerebral activity presumed ongoing. Definitive measurement currently unavailable. Subject expression unchanged, devoid of apparent distress or discomfort. Optimal outcome. GCAI sharply decreased, approaching terminal values. Breath and the last of breath. 8:26 p.m. Complete cessation of respiratory function confirmed. Heart rate minimal, intermittent beats recorded at approximately 20 beats per minute. Visual response absent. No measurable neurological activity in primary motor cortex. Consciousness presumed terminated. Final muscular relaxation observed. CQR stabilizing, suggesting possible consciousness dissipation or termination. Does the dark unfold like a hand, like a door, or does nothing come at all? 8:28:34 p.m. Time of expiration officially noted. Subject performed within expected parameters. Data promising but inconclusive regarding exact moment of conscious cessation. Subsequent subjects will require refined observation protocols for more precise determination, especially regarding theta wave oscillation, glial cell activity index, and cortical quantum resonance. The body stiffens like a question half asked. The night does not answer. Objects will be laid to rest in the Ho Rainforest Northwest Quadrant. Only the hemlocks sway. Only the sky remains. Subject 003 will be acquired within the week. End of report.
Two. Claire Anderson surveyed the basement conference room, nicknamed the Boiler Room, her eyes lingering on the two empty chairs. Anyone know where Jack and Kiko are? A relic of the building's origins, the centerpiece of the room was a massive steel table that had seen years of use. No windows broke up the pale concrete walls, giving the room a basement feel, despite its high-tech functions. A large display screen took up one wall, its glow bouncing off the exposed pipes and brick. Hello? Does anyone know why Jack and Kiko aren't here? Her voice cut through the quiet hum of computer fans and the distant rumble of the building's actual boiler system. Violet Way looked over her shoulder from her spot in front of her three computer monitors in the corner. Purple hair framed her face, a new shade this week, electric and unapologetic. Not a clue. Tried texting Kiko, but... She shrugged, returning to her rapid-fire typing. Fitz Pembroke sat opposite Claire, rolling an ancient Roman coin between his knuckles. The weathered coin, probably worth more than his frayed tweed jacket, caught the light as it danced across his fingers. The movement was hypnotic, almost meditative. Claire wondered if it was therapy or compulsion. After the way he'd been played in his recent relationship, she felt bad for the man, but selfishly, she was happy to have him back on the team. Quite the remarkable shade of purple, Fitz said, nodding toward Violet. One could almost mistake you for a particularly vibrant species of sea anemone. His British accent gave the observation a scholarly tone that Claire thought ridiculous, given the subject. Thanks, I think. Violet tugged at a strand. It's called electric ultraviolet. Took 3 bleachings and stained my bathtub. Claire checked her watch. 8:17 a.m. The morning briefing should have started 17 minutes ago. But with 2 agents missing and no pressing cases, the meeting had dissolved into casual conversation. I've been